Back here on the Monday Sports Album here, Ken Brown sitting in for Mitch and Tom Mazzaway sitting in for myself. How you doing there, Tommy?
I'm good, Kenny. Feel good being
here. I feel good. It's November, but there's something missing. And you know what it is?
Three Piston losses.
It's basketball. Yeah, three Piston losses. But it's basketball missing. That's exactly what it is. There's no ball, but there's a lot of negotiations going on evidently. And we joined by Chris Sheridan, who now has the SheridanHoops.com, and he knows everything about the labor impasse. How you doing,
love
Chris?
Hearing him.
What's up, fellas? How are you?
All right.
What's
How's everything going?
Oh, everything's good, man. It's fun to be out and about on, as an independent businessman, but still being a journalist. So.
I like it. I like
Thanks for the plug on the site.
Oh, no problem. But, Chris,
it's a good one.
Are we going to have something for you to put on the site? What is going on with this lockout?
Well, you know, it's been a ruthless negotiation by the owners. Let's face it, guys. They've gotten the players to go from a 57% guarantee to the players are now asking for 51%. With one of that percent just being set aside for better pensions. So they basically met at they've yielded on the 50-50. The owners have been trying to get a 50-50 split, and the players have gone there. Where the players are at now, though, is they're upset the way that the 50-50 was pushed on them the other night in the last negotiating session when David Stern said, this is going to be our offer. It's take it or leave it, and you got to take it or leave it by Wednesday. And that was on Saturday night. And it was curious that, you know, he didn't say you have 24 hours to take or to leave it. He said you have 4 days to take or to leave it. So I think we're at a point now where David Stern has given himself the perfect amount of time for the players to kind of talk amongst themselves for 2 days and say, you know, what on earth are we going to do here? Are we going to take this deal, or are we going to let them, you know, shut down the season and come back to us with an offer that's going to be a lot worse and have to negotiate out of a hole there? Are we going to have to negotiate out of a hole if we decertify like the NFL players did right at the beginning? Or I think what's more likely is, do we ask the owners to come back in the room, ask them to make a couple concessions on points that are important to us, one of them probably being a little more pension money for the retired guys. That's an easy give for David Stern. And I think they try to get David Stern now to basically throw him a few crumbs, and then they put the vote to a vote. And all the players were pretty steadfast. They didn't want to go below 53%. They didn't want to go below 52. Well, now they're at 50, and at a certain point, they got to have something placed in front of them to vote on. And right now, the union's saying the deal's not even good enough to put in front of them. But like I said, if David Stern throws them a few crumbs on Wednesday and gives them something that they can put forward as saying, hey, this is better than what we had Saturday night, I think we'll see a vote on some sort of a deal by the end of this week.
Now, Chris, what's the scoop on Derek Fisher? And is he in cahoots here with Stern?
No, I don't think so at all. I think Derek Fisher and Billy Hunter and the players have been in a pretty tough negotiating position from the get-go. They're just trying to hang on to as much of what they used to have as they can, and they probably made a tactical mistake by giving too much of it up early. And, when you consider every time they go down 1% on the split of revenues, it represents $40 million a year. So they've gone down 7%, and that's so – do the math. That's $280 million a year. Now, the owners said they lost $300 million last year. So the players have just given all that back to them. They've turned the NBA into a business that's going to be going to have guaranteed profits, because the owner said at 50-50 we think we can have guaranteed profits, and they're going to allow the value of franchises to continue to appreciate. So all this has come about because the union has just bargained down and given and given and given. And I think the owners are in a pretty favorable place right now to close out what will be a historically one-sided deal. But the problem is that the union is in such a bad place mentally. They're so upset. The players are kind of so, you know, being galvanized by how upset they are that I think there's still one more step that needs to be taken by Commissioner Stern to get this thing to the finish line, but I don't put him past the commissioner to do that. He's in the business of running a basketball league, not running a lockout.
Yeah, and it's kind of late to be talking about decertification now. Isn't that something they should have did earlier? These guys, did they learn anything from the football negotiations that you got to – this has been coming for 2 years. Everybody knew Stern and these guys were willing to shut the year down to get what they wanted. I mean, has it just been bad by Billy Hunter and Fisher?
Well, I think there's been a belief that the league really wasn't willing to shut it down, and it was probably a naive belief, but the players didn't think that the owners would be willing to do that, especially at a point when the game has been growing so much, especially domestically, in the past 2-3 years. They just came off a great year, the best year they've had since the Michael Jordan era, and why you want to shut down a business that's on a kind of a sustained growth spurt is beyond me. But there are, you know, ownership, half the teams have changed. The Pistons just did.
Mm-hmm.
And the owners now are different, and they're more apt to play hardball than their predecessors were. And there's probably about a dozen of them that would be perfectly happy with sitting out a season. And that's almost a majority. 16 is a majority. So David Stern has to negotiate a deal that is going to pass muster with some of the fence sitters, because he's probably going to have a dozen votes, or you know, leaning against him from the get go. But he's got to you know, give a deal to his owners that makes all of them happy. And he can do that with more revenue sharing for the small market teams and a much lower percentage of salaries for the players. And he's already got both those things in place. In fact, they've got 99% of the deal in place. They're just at a real bad place mood-wise, where the players feel they're being forced into an ultimatum that is really not in good faith. And, you know, whether that wears off enough by Wednesday when David Stern's deadline is, you know, enough to get a vote out there, or to get a deal done and get a vote out there and see if the players will ratify it, I still got to believe there's an end game that in which that takes place. So, you know, my best guess, fellas, is that they're back in the room one more time on Wednesday, and they come holding their noses and saying, we got a deal.
Chris Sheridan, our guest from SheridanHoops.com, formerly of ESPN. Always love hearing from him. NBA lockout, we're talking about, KB. And I don't know, if I'm the players, I'm holding out, and I'm going to call their bluff. I got millions in the bank. How many of these players?
Which player are you?
Well, I'm just saying, you can go. There's plenty of basketball leagues.
No, I'm saying, which player are you that has the millions in the bank? I think these guys need checks, man.
These guys need checks. There's $2 billion, and there's going to be, you know, if there's a season, the players are going to make $2 billion, okay? And if the season goes away, that $2 billion goes away. Poof, it's gone. And, you know, the owners are going to lose $2 billion as well. So everybody loses, but the owners can sustain $2 billion in losses more than the players, and the owners will still have their money there. These are wealthy, wealthy guys. The players are, you know, many of them are rich, but they're not wealthy. And if that $2 billion goes out the window, it ain't coming back. So I think the players will ratify what's put in front of them. It's a matter of getting the union executive council to like a deal enough to put in front of the player population for a vote.
I'll run that player league right now. I'll go in there and say, hey, look, I'm making nothing at home here. I think we should just call the owner's bluff. The hell with them. The heck with it. Let the season go. Call their bluff. Call it.
Hey, Chris, I think Chami will be by himself, won't he? He'll be by himself on that one.
There's guys who have been saying that, but the bluff callers have been kind of taken out of the equation. Kevin Garnett was in there yelling, they're bluffing, and that was a month ago, and the union hasn't done anything in that past month except move closer to the owners. So, I think there's a desire on both sides to play. We got to remember, this is the NBA. They play basketball here. They're not about labor stoppages. And even though there's a bunch of owners who would sit out a whole season to get a much better deal like the NHL owners would, there's also a lot of owners who really want to play. You saw it from Mickey Arison. He tweeted it. Certainly Jim Dolan and the Knicks want to play, and Jerry Buss and the Lakers want to play, and Jerry Reinsdorf and the Bulls want to play, and Mark Cuban wants to have his ring ceremony and play, and Mark's on the committee. So, look, guys, we're at the 11th hour. Is there going to be a basketball season, or are they really going to let this business kind of get flushed down the toilet when they've done 99% of the deal? That's the question at this point.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Chris, for joining us tonight. And for everybody who knows, that new website is called SheridanHoops.com.
I appreciate that, folks.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
All right, Chris.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on.
Have a good night.